This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A U.S. supply ship is rocketing toward the International Space Station at this hour. On board, an interesting mix of items, to say the least. Here is AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
3, 2, 1.
Northrop Grumman's Antares rocket roared skyward from NASA's flight facility on Wallops Island, Virginia, Saturday morning, atop its Cygnus capsule, stocked with some 8,200 pounds of supplies. They include a new safety vest to guard against radiation and an oven which space station astronauts will test by baking chocolate chip cookies made from scratch. And it also includes parts from a sports car. Researchers are considering the carbon fiber samples for medical implants. It should all reach the orbiting lab Monday. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is looking forward to a White House meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Given Turkey's widely condemned invasion of Kurdish territory in northern Syria, the visit figures to be controversial. No hint of that from Mr. Trump.
President Erdogan wants to come to the White House. We have a very good relationship. The ceasefire has held very nicely. We've kept the oil. We stayed back and kept the oil. Other people can patrol the border of Syria, frankly, and Turkey, they've been fighting for 1,000 years. Let them do the border. We don't want to do that. We want to bring our soldiers home.
Hong Kong police today once again fired tear gas to break up the latest pro-democracy street demonstrations in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Meanwhile, China's Basic Law Commission for Hong Kong and Macau is warning that Beijing will not permit what it calls behavior that encourages separatism or endangers national security. It also claimed that foreign powers were interfering in Hong Kong. From Washington, this is VOA News.